This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work integrates research and field experience to prepare professionals to address today's most pressing problems in social justice, health, poverty, families, and global development. Applications are open for the early deadline of December 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nemi Gadde, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is keeping a close eye on what they're calling a, quote, large event of waterfowl deaths throughout the state. The agency says test results so far point to a highly contagious bird flu. The Illinois Department of Public Health says bird flu generally poses a low risk to humans. But Director Samir Vohra, in a statement, says people should, quote, seek treatment quickly if exposed. Instead of sending dead or dying birds to the vet, the department recommends people notify their local health department. IDPH is also recommending people look out for flu-like symptoms after exposure to sick or dead birds. People can get on antiviral medications after exposure, which must be started within 2 days of illness for it to be the most effective. Vohra says these steps will reduce the likelihood of the illness spreading. Chicago is finishing its third year in a row with drops in homicides and non-fatal shootings. But a different trend is alarming. In a report out this week, the University of Chicago Crime Lab says the lethality of shooting victimizations was more than 18% this past year. That's up from 13% in 2010. So what does that mean? Kim Smith, the Crime Lab's program director, explains.
Because of that increase, an additional 155 people died last year relative to what would have happened had the lethality rate stayed the same.
Smith ties the lethality increase to the sorts of guns people are firing. Police are recovering more shell casings, high-capacity magazines, and so-called Glock switches that convert pistols to machine guns. Charities like the Greater Chicago Food Depository are contending with uncertainty about the economy and the federal government, while also serving more people. Spokesperson Jim Conwell says donations to the food bank from farmers, manufacturers, and retailers have yet to bounce back from the pandemic. So the Greater Chicago Food Depository has to rely more on financial donations from individuals and organizations. Meanwhile, Conwell says visits to the food pantry are up 25% from last year.
The cost of living is higher, the safety net is smaller, so even a family with income from a job or multiple jobs is going to have trouble putting food on the table.
He also says the Trump administration's potential tariffs and cuts to federal aid programs could further strain charities. Organizers are preparing for Chicago's annual downtown menorah lighting, called Illuminate Chicago. Rabbi Mayor Kehai Ben-Hiyun said the centerpiece of Thursday's event is a feat of engineering.
It's 31 feet tall and 18 feet wide, and it weighs 9 tons. It's literally an engineering and architectural miracle. So it became an amazing, a beautiful symbol of light and freedom for everybody.
The free event is Thursday at 5 p.m. in Daly Plaza. Organizers are requesting an RSVP. Today's weather: it will be overcast with temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. And tomorrow we're expecting similar weather. I wanted to let you all know this will be our final news update episode for 2024. We're taking a break for the holidays, and you'll hear me and Lisa back in your feed on January 2nd. In the meantime, we're going to take a listen back at some of our favorite recent features from the Rundown podcast and the WBEZ newsroom. So we'll still have content for you on this feed. I hope you and yours have a happy holiday season, and we'll catch you in the new year. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.